It's time for Pacers Weekly.
And we welcome you into Pacers Weekly here on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Hope you are having a nice St. Patrick's Day if you are listening to us. I'm Pat Boylan. The Pacers are 40-29 as we speak. They're coming off a loss, a home loss to the Toronto Raptors. That was on Thursday night, 106-99. The Pacers led at half. Toronto, though, got their 10th win in a row, one of the hottest teams in the NBA, really them, Houston, and Utah right now, the three hottest teams in the NBA, although in bigger picture, the Pacers playing very well in the month of March. They've won 6 of their 8 in the month, and only Atlanta in that group is a team that will not be in the playoffs of those teams that Indiana has beaten. In fact, the Pacers have opened the month up with 7 playoff teams, and they have beaten 5 of them. So it's been a good month of March so far for the Pacers in what is wrapping up here, their toughest week of the season. And the guaranteed positive out of that is with the win in Boston, the win in Philadelphia, a loss tonight against Washington at 7 would still guarantee the Pacers a 2-2 stretch during their toughest week of the season, which I think most people at the beginning of would have taken very easily if you offered it to them. At Boston, at Philadelphia, versus Toronto, at Washington is the week Indiana was looking at. Those 2 wins on the road, the loss at home. The Pacers take on the Wizards at 7 o'clock tonight. Our pregame show coverage will start at 6:30. You can hear it right here on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM, across the Pacers radio network. A little bit later, we are going to go out to D.C. Jeremiah Johnson is there, and his pregame show with Fox Sports Indiana will start at 6:30 as well, always 30 minutes before the opening tip. Jeremiah Johnson will catch us up. The Pacers are actually shooting around in D.C. right now, so we will have a live update from J.J. at shoot-around. After tonight's game in Washington, the Pacers return home for 3 of 4. It was supposed to be 3 in a row, but the roof in New Orleans wasn't supposed to leak last month either. So that game has been scheduled in for Wednesday, March 21st. So the Pacers on Monday host the Lakers. They head to New Orleans for a game Wednesday. Then Friday, 2 more home games versus the Clippers and versus the Heat. So 3 opportunities to catch the Pacers coming up. In fact, you only have 5 of those before the end of the season. The Pacers have one of the toughest schedules in the NBA remaining. And part of that is the fact that just 5 of their 13 games left are at home. It'll be 5 of 12 after the Pacers take on Washington in D.C. on Saturday. Indiana enters the day in third position. They have been holding on to that spot for about 4 days now. They took it when they won in Philadelphia and the Cavaliers later lost later that night. However, the Eastern Conference is ridiculously crowded still. In fact, with a loss today, Cleveland and Washington could both pass Indiana, and the Pacers could be in fifth position. Today's game against the Wizards, tonight's game against the Wizards, also includes tiebreak implications in that the winner will have the tiebreak between the two teams. So plenty to play for tonight, but if the Pacers beat Washington, they will be guaranteed another day, another couple of days, in the third position in the Eastern Conference. We have a packed show coming up for you. We will hear from Pacers broadcasters Mark Boyle, Chris Denari, Mark Monteith, Jeremiah Johnson, Eddie White will all stop in at some point in the next hour. You will also hear from some of the players, coaches, and other important people around the Indiana Pacers organization. We'd love to hear from you as well. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in, talk Pacers basketball with us. I'm Pat Boylan. We will hear coming up next from Mark Boyle. He will start off our show, and we will figure out who Mark has tracked down when we return. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum. The best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848. Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Banker's Life from the name on our home court, Banker's Life Fieldhouse. Banker's Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Since 1993, the Pacers Foundation has been investing in agencies throughout Indiana that are working to create programming and opportunities for at-risk youth. From anti-bullying to providing safe havens for abused children, to day camps to mentoring programs, the Pacers Foundation strives to be part of the solution to the problems facing our Indiana children. You can help, too, by purchasing a Pacers Foundation license plate through the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Go to pacersfoundation.org to learn more.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. If this is your first time with us, welcome. We are here from 10 to 11 every Saturday morning during the Pacers season. Indiana recently coming off a game where they played the Toronto Raptors while there. Leo Routens, who is a broadcaster for the Raptors, a former NBA player as well, was on the scene. Mark Boyle tracked him down for this chat. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. We know the Toronto Raptors, at least for the moment, Leo, are the best team in the Eastern Conference, but those of us that don't see them every day might not know why. Perhaps you can educate us.
Well, right now, this team is just playing at a really high level, Mark. One of the few teams top five in the NBA in offensive and defensive efficiency, and the bench has been a special unit. This second group, it's a very young group, with the addition of C.J. Miles, obviously the veteran in that group, but it's a young group that plays with energy, passion, intelligence. You know, that idea of that sixth man or that bench player, you know, to maintain or raise the level of play, these guys do it every single night when they step on the floor. I believe since the beginning of February, they're the leading scoring bench in the NBA. And it's a great compliment to that core unit that, you know, you guys here at Indiana have seen a long time with Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Jonas Valanciunas, and now Serge Ibaka. So it's a good core group, but that secondary unit has really allowed this starting unit to be rested and not overtaxed.
Let's talk about that backcourt for a minute. Those two have been really good for a long time. Their numbers are perhaps not as gaudy as they have been, but the team is more successful. Is that by design?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things Masai Ujiri said after last season, you know, the Raptors do a great job of getting into the playoffs, but then something happens in the postseason. So they have to change their way of doing business. And he wanted, you know, obviously defense has to step up, scoring off of your defense has to increase, shooting the threes and ball movement have to be paramount. And, you know, really the isolation ball that involved Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan became an issue in the postseason when teams would just lock in on those guys and it became very difficult for them to score. So now, and I got to give these guys credit, you're talking about two all-stars that have played a certain style of game and they have bought in 100%. And so the ball's moving better. And as Dwayne Casey said, you know, you want your stars get the ball at the end of the game. So isolation is still a part of the game in the NBA, but it's the decisions you make when you have that ball. So it's not always I'm going to take the shot. It could be moving the basketball or even getting that hockey assist, which is such an important part of movement. So these guys have bought in, so the numbers are down a little bit, but their minutes are down. You know, there's a lot of games where they're not even playing in the fourth quarter. So that's hopefully all going to translate into a successful postseason.
You referenced Leo management's position that we've gotten to the playoffs regularly, but we haven't done much once we've gotten there. Now you have advanced, but you've never really made the big breakthrough. Is that mental?
Part of it, but I think the Raptors got over the mental hump when you know that series with Indiana, a 7-game series, and then they went on to beat Miami, and then they lost to the Cleveland in Eastern Conference Finals. So, you know, last year, again, if it wasn't for meeting Cleveland, who eventually went to the finals, I think they could have been Eastern Conference Finals again. So I think the mental aspect is okay, but it was the style of play. It was the limitations on the court from the way guys were playing the game. And to credit to all this, everybody on this roster, they've all bought in and said, okay, you're right. Okay, we got to do something different. So there wasn't a lot of resistance, which oftentimes you will see. And you got to give Dwayne Casey a lot of credit because think about it. C.J. Miles is the one really new piece, and you've been asked to basically create a whole new menu with the same ingredients. And that's not easy to do in this league. And even you tell a coach that in this league, they look at you cross-eyed. And Dwayne Casey's done that. So he's gotten that first unit to buy in, his all-stars to buy in, and that second unit, which obviously was an easier sell because that's the way they have to play because they don't have that all-star in that unit. So he's managed to put it all together and at the same time mix the pieces. You know, he'll have, like, you look at Fred VanVleet, for example. Here's a guy that was undrafted a year ago. Now I can't imagine our team in the fourth quarter without him on the floor. That's how integral role he's played now. He plays with DeMar, with Kyle in the fourth quarter. And during the course of the game, the way Casey puts in the core unit with the second unit, it's been tremendous.
Let's close with a thought on the playoffs. The Raptors have already qualified. Now, we know that Cleveland has James. Boston's a bit of a wild card because of their injury situation, but you won't see them right away. Of the teams you might see in the opening round, would any cause the Raptors more difficulty in terms of matchups than any of the others? They all look very similar.
Yeah, I think, you know, for this whole Eastern Conference, that first round's not going to be an easy round. You have some teams that are going to be scrapping, clawing, whether it's Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. You know, any of those teams at 6, 7, 8 are going to be difficult teams to play against and difficult outs. But at the same time, to me, the teams in order that really scare me would be Cleveland, Washington as the first two. I mean, those are the teams that and Washington more than Boston. For some reason, against the Raptors, they're a difficult team. And that showed a few years back when they swept the Raptors in a playoff. So, you know, they're but Cleveland, I don't care what anybody says, and you know, they're going south and all these problems. They still have LeBron James, the best player in the game, and you know what he's like in the postseason, and all you need is a few of these guys to step up with him and you have a real problem. So that's to me the biggest concern the Raptors, you know, looking in the postseason, they have to face.
Leo Routens, one-time NBA player, now a longtime analyst for the Toronto Raptors, kind enough to spend some time with us this morning on Pacers Weekly. Pacers played the Raptors earlier this week, and they'll see them later. Very difficult stretch to close the season, and that game would be played in Toronto. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to the studio and Pat Boylan.
Mark and Leo, thank you. By the way, if you miss any of this show, any portion of the show, you can follow it through our podcast channel, Pacer Sound, on SoundCloud. Pacer Sound as well if you use one of the podcast apps. This show gets uploaded in its entirety right after the fact, and you can listen to any part you missed or all of the show right there. By the way, Al Jefferson in that Toronto game came off the bench. Miles Turner injured. Domantas Sabonis already out. Turner, by the way, is hopeful to play tonight. Al Jefferson came in, scored 20 points, 12 rebounds, had a double-double, and was pivotal in the Pacers hanging around and having a chance at the end against Toronto. Chris Denari sat down with the Pacers' big man, all of a sudden thrust back into the spotlight. Their conversation when we return. This is Pacers Weekly.
The performance of the Indiana Pacers on the court is hugely important, but so are the community outreach efforts of the Pacers and Indiana Fever off the court. Each year, the community relations teams of the Pacers and Fever oversee 50 programs focused on education, social responsibility, and health and wellness initiatives. In 2016-17, more than 500,000 Hoosiers of all ages were impacted by one of these programs. Pacers cares, Fever cares.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular price donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride, no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
This is Pacers Weekly on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. Myles Turner questionable tonight. Domantas Sabonis is out. He'll be reevaluated after the game as to how much time he is expected to miss, although hopeful that it is not an extended period. So the Pacers could be without their starting center and their backup center. This is why Al Jefferson, in a way, was acquired. Still plenty effective, especially on the offensive end. 20 points, 12 rebounds in the Pacers game on Thursday against Toronto. That earned him a trip inside Denary's den. Chris?
Thanks a lot, Pat. Well, Big Al, 20 points, 12 rebounds on Thursday night. You never know when your call is going to come. How do you stay ready?
Just being a professional. I knew from day one in training camp the role I was going to be playing. And it is really my job to, just stay ready, stay in shape, stay focused, and, you know, when unfortunately a big guy come down on somebody's foot and turn an ankle, which that's a part of the game, you know, you have to step up and be ready.
Big picture, as there are 13 games left with the game on Saturday in Washington. You guys are 40-29, been the surprise of the NBA. What did you see back during training camp that maybe the fans didn't, that where you guys have been?
I've seen a great group of guys, you know, that love to play basketball, that want to win, and wanted to do whatever it takes to win. I seen that from day one. I mean, even when I came in before training camp and got a chance to play pickup with the guys, I seen that. You know, I seen a hungry rising all-star in Vic. You know, I seen Corey coming from the Raptors and ready to bring his knowledge to this team. I seen a hungry Lance Stevens and Glenn. Even Joe, I seen it in their eyes, and you could just tell that it was gonna gel together, and you know, it worked out for us, and that's why everybody else surprised, but as us, we wasn't. We know that we could be where we at now, but we still got a lot of more work to do.
Yeah, you got some young guys. You just talked about all the young guys. You're sitting here, your locker next to Thad Young. I mean, you two guys have been around a long time, been on a lot of good teams. So you guys could sense that, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could sense it. I remember we had a conversation about it early in the year that we could do something special. And Thad, he's just been around and played a lot of games, but he ain't really that old. You know, he's still in his 20s. You know, so he just got a lot of miles on him. But we knew we could do something special, and so far so good. You know, we just got to close it out.
Game has changed so much since you came into the NBA, but on Thursday night, once again, you showed some of those old school post moves. They still live in there, don't they?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I think that's the one thing that makes me special now. It's because these guys don't know nothing about guarding an old school game like me. And no disrespect to them, it's not their fault, but it's not taught no more. Teams don't have to, you know, work on defending the post now, because guys hardly ever post up, you know. And I think that's what makes me, you know, an antique. You know, when I do come out there, a lot of these young guys don't even know how to defend me. They don't even know, you know, where to start, you know, especially when I got it rolling. So, you know, I think that's what's – I never been an athletic player, so the older I got, I didn't lose nothing on that, because I never been that above-the-rim type of player. I always been depending on my footwork and to get away with a lot of stuff. So, and I think at 33, 14 years in, I'm still able to show that on the court.
Al Jefferson is inside Daenerys' den. Miles Turner goes out. Domas Sabonis has been out. We don't know the status of those guys. How important will Thad be and the addition of Trevor Booker here down the stretch if you have some injuries?
Oh, it's very important. I mean, Thad, he used to play in a lot of four, 3-4, of course. You know, Booker, he could play the five. You know, of course, me stepping in and filling a lot of that role. So, EK, it's time for the young fella to see what he could do. You know, this is the NBA. It's a long season, man. And Nate just told me from day one, he said, just always be ready. You never know how it happened. And I'd be damned. It worked out, Unfortunately, I don't want to see my young guys go down with no ankle injury. But, that comes a part of the game. And I just got to do my job to step up and continue to hold it down until they get back.
Thursday night, he had his first 20-point game of the year, his first double-double, 20 points, 12 rebounds. Al Jefferson and the Pacers in Washington on Saturday night. Al, thanks for being inside Daenerys' den.
All right, thank you, boss. Thank you for having me.
Al Jefferson, back to you, Pat.
All right, Chris and Al, thank you. Al, always a very good interview and very giving with his time, certainly as he comes in, and certainly will have a bigger spotlight, a bigger presence on the floor at minimum tonight, probably. Going forward, we do not know the status yet on Domantas Sabonis' pass tonight, only that he was out. He is out tonight and then will be reevaluated after that. Miles Turner is questionable, so very likely we see at minimum a decent amount of Al Jefferson coming up tonight. You can catch all the latest information from the Pacers directly to your smartphone. All you have to do is download the Pacers app. Live stories as well as news alerts are sent directly to that app, and there's a feature where if you are inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse on game night, all you have to do is tap a couple of buttons. You can very easily upgrade your seats. Make sure to do that. Download the app at pacers.com/app or by visiting your app store. When we return, we will hear from Mark Boyle once again. Pacers play-by-play voice rejoins us next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
This is Pacers Weekly on 1070 The Fan, as Mark Boyle makes his trips around the NBA, runs into interesting people fairly often, and when the Pacers were in Philadelphia, he caught up with Sixers TV voice Mark Zumoff. Mark and Mark.
Thank you, Pat. The 76ers have had a very good season so far. Not surprising that they're better. That was, I think, anticipated. But on any level, are you surprised that they're this much better?
I'll tell you what. I am surprised at some of the individual performances. I'm surprised that Ben Simmons has been as good and as versatile as he has been, especially on the defensive end. I'm surprised that Dario Saric has been able to fit in with this starting five the way he has. I knew that there was improvement on the horizon. My goodness, there had to be after the previous 4 years. I think the thing that has helped are the additions of the veterans. J.J. Redick, of course, since the beginning. Amir Johnson since the beginning. And now the opportunity to make a playoff run and maybe a chance to make some noise, Mark, in the playoffs with Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova, two proven NBA vets.
And that brings me to my next question. Having gone this far down the road and shown this much improvement, the goal, I'm assuming, was to get to the playoffs. Is the goal now different? Would they be disappointed if they didn't advance in the playoffs?
I think there's a certain level of humility, and they're tamping down expectations. Brett Brown kind of leads that charge, if you will. I think that the team can make a second round if things break right. Let's say we get one of the top four seeds, which I think is totally possible with this group, especially since percentage-wise, you're talking about the opponent's win percentage. We have the easiest remaining schedule right now in the NBA, so that's got to help. So if things break right, you beat the teams you should, you get 46, 47 wins, it gets you one of the top four seeds, then yes, I think, especially with the way we're playing at home, we can advance to a second round.
All well and good, but the real enthusiasm, Mark, I would imagine, is for the future, because you've got Ben Simmons, you've got Joel Embiid, two of the really bright, young, talented guys in the NBA to build around. What's the next step? What kind of players will they be looking for to complement those guys this summer?
I think they're going to have some salary cap room, and I think there's the chance to sign an impactful free agent. That's as far as I'll go in terms of naming names, but I think that...
Because we did hear that LeBron James was at your house not too long ago.
I think he could afford a nice hotel room. He'd need to stay at my house. But I think that... I'll tell you what, Mark. I think right now, without the addition of a free agent, and I don't know what's going to happen with J.J. Redick. He signed the one-year $23 million deal, but... you're looking at a 50-win team, because if you take the percentages of their lineup right now, which has been healthy for 35 games, which is a good sampling, and you take their record since Christmas, which is close to 40 games, and you project that percentage over 82 games, you're looking at a 50-win team. So, hey, whatever they do in the offseason is only going to be a plus.
One other thing about your team before we move on to other topics. Your coach, Brett Brown, has an atrocious one-loss record, but you can't go anywhere without people saying what a good man he is, what a good coach he is. So we know that the record is partially circumstantial because he didn't have talent before the last couple of seasons. What I'm wondering, though, is this. How did he keep his sanity through all that losing?
I think he had a support system. I know Greg Popovich, who would often say, I would never take that job, was someone who was always available to Brett. I think he has a certain character that allowed him to do that. And I think that he understood what he was signing up for. Perhaps he had hoped the process wouldn't be 4 years. And quite frankly, I think it would have only been three had Ben Simmons not gotten hurt and Joel Embiid had been able to play more than 31 games. So I think you're looking at a guy who saw an opportunity to coach an NBA team. He knew what he was getting into. He understood what Sam Hinkie had in mind. And I think knowing all that helped to kind of calm him, even though he wanted to start to win. And now, of course, he's seeing the fruits of his labors, and good for him. I think he should get Coach of the Year just based on the previous 4 years and what he's done this year, of course.
Handicap the East for us, if you can, from a neutral perspective. We know that Toronto, Boston, and Cleveland appear to be, in whatever order, the favorites. Do you see anyone else below those three making major noise in the playoffs?
I love your team, and I love them because they defend. I love them because they can shoot. They get points in transition. They turn teams over. I think in many ways, and you would know better than me, they appear to play a style from my vantage point that's suitable for the playoffs. I think that they can make some noise. I'm as surprised as anybody, as a faraway observer, that the Pacers are doing what they're doing. And who knew that Victor Oladipo had this in him? I'm sure that no one in the organization did, including you. But I think the Pacers can make some noise, and I'm actually pretty impressed by what they've done so far this year.
Mark Zumoff is the longtime television voice of the Philadelphia 76ers, kind enough to spend some time with us As we get ready to go down the stretch run and looking ahead to the playoffs, the Sixers figure to be one of the teams that will be in the postseason competition. Pacers will be back at it tonight, and that's a road game in Washington, and then Monday back home to take on the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's go back to our studio and Pat Boylan.
Mark, thank you. And when we return, we're heading out to Washington. Jeremiah Johnson joins us live. Pacers shoot around in D.C. We'll talk to him next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct,
we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us, Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
Since 1993, the Pacers Foundation has been investing in agencies throughout Indiana that are working to create programming and opportunities for at-risk youth. From anti-bullying to providing safe havens for abused children, to day camps to mentoring programs, the Pacers Foundation strives to be part of the solution to the problems facing our Indiana children. You could help, too, by purchasing a Pacers Foundation license plate through the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Go to pacersfoundation.org to learn more.
This is Pacers Weekly. We head out to the nation's capital now. That's where Jeremiah Johnson is joining us live from Pacers Shootaround. How's Shootaround going and or wrapping up, it appears?
It's going pretty good. Busy day here in D.C. The Globetrotters are playing this afternoon, so the Pacers are on the practice court. No word if they're getting the runner-up treatment or the backup treatment because the Washington Generals are on the court or the Globetrotters, but the Pacers having a nice little shoot-around this morning on the practice court.
Miles Turner listed as questionable and likely to be a game-time decision, something we probably won't know more until we get closer to tip. That said, how would you evaluate his chances to play tonight with the information we have?
50-50. Nate has not addressed the situation yet, and just kind of unable to glean too much from the shoot-around at this point. You know, just talking to Miles yesterday, at least he seemed very confident. But, you know, Nate was asked if he would factor in, you know, long-term health in terms of short-term decision-making, knowing that the playoffs are pretty much a certainty and you're fighting for seeds. So I'm kind of in the middle on it right now. I'm not real optimistic, but at least I'm optimistic that Miles will not be out a long time.
Jeremiah Johnson is with us. This game in Washington, I think in some regards, you and I have talked about this on the podcast, which is available on Pacers Sound through your podcast app and on SoundCloud. In some ways, this week is already a success because it's the toughest week of the season. The Pacers are guaranteed 2-2 out of it. That said, you get Washington tonight. Not only do you get some separation, which is much needed in a tight Eastern Conference, but another tiebreaker is on the line tonight, and the Pacers recently have acquired tiebreakers against teams like Philadelphia and Milwaukee.
I think that this team clearly has its sights set on a top four seed and trying to get home court advantage. And if that's the case, then you have to win a game like this because, as you said, you all of a sudden go two games up on the Wizards and you own the tiebreaker. And at the end of the night, there will be only 12 games remaining. And so every time a week goes by and another night of the NBA ticks off, then you just basically are that much closer to the end of the regular season. So I think it's a huge game. I think that they want to be a home court advantage team. I think they will consider that obviously the season's already going to be a success. But I think now that they've had the success they've had, they want to be one of those top four teams. Personally, we've talked about this, as you said on the podcast. If you're in that 4-5 game, I think it would be tremendous. And you know, as long as I think you stay away from 7 and 8 and you are able to have a better seed than you had last year, you know, wouldn't be the end of the world to me. But I think this team is focused on bigger and better and to make a run in the postseason. I think they want to be 4-5 and have a home court game. And that makes tonight's game really huge.
How much weight do you put on tonight's game from the previous game in Washington? The Pacers were only there a couple of weeks ago.
Just a little bit. I guess the one thing that I have a lot of confidence in is just the way that Victor Oladipo played in that game, and knowing, even though he may not admit it before the game, I think he admitted afterwards that it was big to be home in front of friends and family and to, you know, have that opportunity to be an all-star and back in the D.C. area. So I think he'll be fired up. I think it's good for this team also that, you know, they've not had back-to-back. There's only one more set of back-to-back. So despite the injuries, the guys that are playing heavy minutes, they have a day to rest and to get ready. And Washington, you know, they only played on Wednesday, so they've had an extra day, but that was a taxing game. You watch that victory that they had against Boston, and it, you know, they got the win, but it was at a cost. So I think it'll be fascinating to see who has the extra edge in terms of intensity and effort, but it's a big game for Washington as well. So it's a St. Patrick's Day Saturday night game that should be full of storylines tonight.
And that begins with you at 6:30 on Fox Sports Indiana. What else do the fans have to look forward to?
Your partner on the radio side of things, Mark Boyle, is going to pay a visit to the dark side, as he likes to call it. So hopefully he brought a good suit, maybe a St. Patrick's Day green, and he will join us in segment two. So hopefully you have time to get a little Mark Boyle in on the radio side of things to start your pregame, and then we'll borrow him for the second segment. And obviously, at that point, we should know more about Miles Turner's status, and we'll for sure hear some extended comments from Al Jefferson. Everyone knows we love talking to Big Al, and he had some great comments after practice yesterday. So whether Al starts or comes off the bench, he will play a role tonight, and we'll discuss that part of the storyline tonight on Pacers Live pregame.
Jeremiah Johnson out in D.C. We appreciate your time here tonight. Look forward to catching you at 6:30 on Fox Sports Indiana.
All right, Pat, have a great day.
All right, he's JJ out in D.C. When we return, we will hear from Eddie White. We figure out who he's tracked down around the house after him. Mark Monteith will wrap us up here. This is Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at cnoinc.com. That's cnoinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride, no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. We are live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis tonight. It's the Indiana Pacers and Washington Wizards. 6:30 Kroger pregame show, a 7 o'clock tip. The Wizards are 39-30. The Pacers are 40-29. So the Pacers trying to stave off Washington, stave off Cleveland, stay in the third position in the Eastern Conference. Eddie White around the house. Let's figure out who Eddie has tracked down.
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house, and holy smokes, when the governor shows up at the house, you stop the presses. Governor Holcomb, welcome to the Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
There's madness everywhere, and I'm just excited to be here and so proud of the Pacers once again this year. It's electric around here, such a cool vibe. And to have March Madness and be able to roll out our picks here, pretty special for a kid that grew up in Indiana.
I mean, you have basketball. I mean, you still shoot basketball. You like the basketball governor.
Yeah, I'll be shooting tonight, by the way. Every night I walk my dog just before midnight and take out my ball and, you know, take a couple shots. It's kind of therapeutic. But it also, you know, basketball can teach us so much about life. I mean, just playing your role, playing a position, everyone matters as much as the other guy on the court or on the bench. You always got to be ready to come in, know what your assignment is. It's teamwork, and I say that every day at the State House. Teamwork works, you know, and then to watch it on the level that we get to see it here in Indiana with the Pacers and the Fever, it's pretty special.
You got any flagrant fouls in the State House, though, I hope?
Well, there's no flagrant, but there are fouls.
Like I said, this is such a special week. Yesterday, Purdue and Butler played in the NCAA tournament representing our great state. The Pacers are playing so well. There's so much. There's going to be semi-states today, and then a week from today in this building, I know it's a special day, four teams will be crowned state champions. Yeah. How proud of you when you look at basketball at all the levels in your state.
Yeah.
You know, that old 49 states, it's just basketball, but
that's
this
right,
is Indiana.
Right.
That's real.
We grow it here, as you all say. And what's really cool for me to watch, and I've been able to get out and about, you know, over the course of this year as it's unfolded at the high school level, and these are good kids, too. These are folks that are focused. They let the play talk. You know, they're not trash talkers. They are get it done, go to work hard, play by the rules. Just such a good work ethic, and to watch that mature up through the years, through college, and then on to the pro level. To have a guy like Glenn Robinson III, you know, who's got the DNA. I grew up watching his dad play, and as a Purdue Boilermaker, I didn't miss very many games, It's special to just see the caliber of people that are associated, again, with the Pacers and the Fever, and it works its way down. And I'll be taking in the boys' basketball state championship games as well. So I'm looking forward to getting back out here.
Yeah, well, last year, earlier in the week, you and Glenn Robinson got together and did your bracket pull. And here's a kid that played at Lake Central. He played high school in your state.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he feels it. He knows what this means. And it's kind of this season that the Pacers have had. They're the surprise team of the NBA. And when you talk to fans, they love the way they play.
As a team.
Hoosiers look at basketball differently. They like the way this team operates. How about Oladipo, the passion he's brought?
It's just infectious, and it just, you can feel it ricochet around the arena, and to bring the fans into it, to hear families saying, "I'm taking the kids," and "Are you going to the game tonight?" I hear that. "Are you going to the game tonight?" More than I heard in a while, and it just proves that when you get that right chemistry together, when everyone knows their role, when you can count on and you know where your teammate's going to be, and he's got your back. Or maybe he's setting the pick in front. You really can take your game to the next level when you tap into that synergy. And we get to watch it every time the Pacers take the court. And they're a young team, too, so you can look out toward the future. It just seems to me, as a fan, sitting in a seat on the sidelines, that they all want to play together, too. And that's priceless.
It is priceless. My friend, it's always good to see you. I know how valuable your time is, but we wanted to get you on the show, and we wish you the best, and I hope that your future in at the State House is filled with many uncontested layups. How about that one?
It's been a great week, and I'm not dunking anymore, so I'll take the bunnies.
Good to see you, my friend.
Great
God bless you.
Thank you.
How about that one, Patrick? The governor. When the governor comes by the house, you stop the presses. He loves basketball. He loves this state, and it was so great to get him on. I love Governor Holcomb. Absolutely. And I love you too, Patrick. Back to you, my friend.
Eddie White, thank you. The feeling is quite mutual. Eddie White, as always, with an interesting guest around the house. Let's take a look at the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, the Pacers G League affiliate. They're holding on to second place in the Eastern Conference. They've dropped a couple in a row. The Westchester Knicks are in first. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants are in second. They're just a half game ahead of Erie, who sits in third. So it's been a nice season up for the Pacers G League affiliate as well. The Mad Ants are six games over 500. You can catch their games in person, the home games at the Fort Wayne War Memorial Coliseum if you are in the area. But a very easy way to watch them is by liking their Facebook page. The Fort Wayne Mad Ants, for example, will play tonight at 7 o'clock. Of course, there's a conflict with the Pacers game, but sometimes they play when the Pacers do not, and most of those games are streamed live to the Mad Ants Facebook page. You just have to like the Mad Ants or like the G League, and you can very easily watch perhaps what is the next crop of Pacers players take the court out in Fort Wayne. So like the Mad Ants on Facebook, and you can catch the Mad Ants stretch run of the season as they're looking to jockey for playoff positioning in the Eastern Conference of the NBA's G League. We'll wrap up Pacers Weekly next. Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith joins the show. We have time for last-second questions at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will forward yours over to Mark Monteith. He joins us next. This is Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand-new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are on sale now. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour. The base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light, and save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets now and save at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
We're wrapping up Pacers Weekly, 1070 The Fan, 107.5 FM. I'm Pat Boylan. Mark Monteith joins us now. If you have a question for him here, we can forward him along at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We got some time with you here this morning, Mark. So let's start with Al Jefferson, because he certainly was the storyline of the Pacers' loss on Thursday against Toronto, and he may be the storyline going forward. Domantas Sabonis, we don't know the timeline yet on him. Turner is questionable tonight. Even if Turner does go, you have to feel like Big Al is going to get, at minimum, probably double-digit minutes out in Washington tonight.
Oh, no question. I would expect Al to have to play, you know, 20 minutes tonight, if not more, depending on the condition of Miles Turner's ankle. So Al's been a great story all year, and people who are around the team and go to practice and are in the locker room, you know, have seen it from the beginning, really. He's had such a professional attitude about not playing. I mean, it might seem to some people like he's 40 years old, but he's 33, just turned 33. Yeah, he's in his 14th NBA season because he came to the league right out of high school. But you know, it's not like he's ancient, and he wants to keep playing after this year. He's not on his last legs by any means. So for him to accept a out-of-the-rotation role like he has, as gracefully as he has, and we've talked about it, not only not complaining about not playing, but helping the guys playing ahead of him, has been really a fun and kind of inspirational thing to watch. And then when he does have to play, for him to go in and play the way he has and take these younger kids to school and put on a big man clinic for 18,000 people to see and, you know, go to the old school moves, it's just a lot of fun to watch, and it's gratifying to see him get rewarded that way. So if the people who listened to Denari's Den earlier in the program, you know, you could tell just from Chris's conversation with him what kind of guy he is. He's just a beloved guy in the locker room. He's been a really valuable guy for this team, whether he's playing or not. So, like I said, it's a great thing to see that get rewarded.
Darren Collison has played, for the most part, really well in his four games back from that knee surgery. And currently, at least currently as of Thursday's game, he has been coming off the bench playing close to starter minutes. Do you have a feel at all for when that change, we're assuming, right, that it's still coming, at some point Darren Collison is going to be the starting point guard again?
Yeah, I thought it would happen by now. I thought he would have started the game on Thursday. But we were at practice yesterday, and he was still in that white jersey, meaning, you know, second unit. The starters wear blue and the backups wear white. And I was a little surprised to see that. At first, I thought Nate McMillan might be waiting for a loss. Coaches don't like to tinker with the starting lineup if the team's been winning. But, you know, Thursday's loss, at least based on what we saw in practice, hasn't changed that. But you never know. It might change today. Collison doesn't seem to be concerned about it. Like Al Jefferson, he's going to play a lot of minutes regardless. But, you know, Collison also has been kind of an inspirational story this year, a really impressive story. A lot of people had kind of given up on him or just written him off as a mediocre NBA player. And he's really kind of revived his career this year by being with a winning team. You know, he's been stuck with some losing teams throughout his career, or mediocre teams at least. So it's been a great year for him, too. The offense just functions better when he's out there, and he doesn't do anything dramatic. He doesn't put on, you know, a highlight reel, but he just makes the right play and he hits shots, and he's been really good. Now, Corey Joseph is a better defender, a more physical player, a bigger player, and I don't think Corey cares either whether he starts or not. But I think at some point, and I can't tell you when, I think at some point Collison will be back in the starting lineup, and I think it'll help.
Mark Monteith is here and with us. Let's look at the playoff picture. The Pacers enter the day in third position. However, it's obviously extremely close, so close that the Pacers could drop to fifth just tonight. How important do you think the seeding is for where Indiana ends up? Clearly, having a home court playoff position is preferred. It's going to be extremely difficult with the schedule the Pacers have going forward here. How important do you think the actual number attached to them is?
Beyond home court, I don't think it really matters. I think what's most important for the Pacers is to be healthy going into the playoffs, which is why I think they'll be cautious with the return of Miles Turner and Sabonis. You know, you want those guys healthy in the postseason. You don't want to rush them back just to try to win the next game. You want them to be really healthy when the playoffs come. So, and it's just about matchups. And who can say whether it's better for the Pacers to play you know, Washington or Philly or Cleveland in the playoffs? It's going to be about health. I mean, what you want to do in the playoffs, I guess, is play a team with a key player out, and that would be the best thing for your matchup. I think the Pacers are capable of contending with really certainly teams 3 through 8 in the East, and we've seen them. We saw them compete really well with Toronto on Thursday without Sabonis and with Miles Turner not being able to offer much. And we've seen them beat the Celtics as well. So I'm not sure there's a team in the East the Pacers can't compete with, but you would prefer it not to be Toronto or Boston, as there is a separation there between them and the rest of the conference. Cleveland has not gotten together like I thought it would after the trade deadline. So I don't know that there's any kind of reason to fear them other than the danger of LeBron James. But I just don't think the seeding matters that much. Again, home court advantage would be nice. If you know the history of this franchise, though, all the great moments seem to come on the road, and home court doesn't seem to mean all that much. But still, obviously, you would rather play at home than on the road. So try to get, you know, one of those top four spots. Beyond that, I don't really think it matters who they play or where they're seated. I think they're capable of competing with anyone.
Got a couple more minutes here, Mark. The Pacers are in D.C. tonight. They take on the Wizards. The way the schedule fell, this has been the third time they're going to play Washington in about a month's time. How would you preview tonight's matchup, which, of course, has a lot of importance, not only the fact that Washington is right behind the Pacers in the standings, but also the tiebreaker on the line?
Yeah, well, it's an important game, obviously. Washington, I don't know that it matters that the Pacers have, you know, won out there fairly recently. Teams forget pretty quickly, but if anything, that gives an advantage to the Wizards. But I do think that You know, talking about injuries, I think it's interesting what the Wizards have done without John Wall. And a lot of people, you know, want to debate whether or not they're a better team without him. And I think it's possible they are. And I know that kind of goes against the grain of common sense, but, you know, chemistry is a kind of a mystical thing. And maybe their chemistry has been better without him. Now, obviously, recently, you know, they've struggled a bit. But still, I think, you know, Washington's an awfully good team, but it's certainly a team that the Pacers can deal with. Maybe the best thing, if you're playing Washington in the playoffs, maybe the best thing is that Wall come back right before the playoffs and they have to go through a major adjustment and realignment when he returns. But I don't know. They're a dangerous team. It's too bad the Pacers aren't, you know, optimum health for this game, but neither are the Wizards. So, you know, it's just kind of a game you consider a toss-up, in my opinion.
We got about 30 seconds here. What do the fans have to look forward to over on Pacers.com?
Well, coverage of the home and road games, daily coverage. You know, we're practiced every day and with the team every game. So there's, of course, a lot of video and a lot of content on the website. And I think there's a lot to get from that. So I would highly recommend checking out Pacers.com if I were you, Pat Boylan.
As would I. Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. You'll hear him tonight as part of the Kroger pregame show. We appreciate your insight this morning.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
That's Mark Monteith. Pacers and Wizards tonight. 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 on the Kroger pregame show right here where you are listening to Pacers Weekly, as also on Fox Sports Indiana with Jeremiah Johnson. After that, Monday, Pacers-Lakers. That's the next home game. The Pacers take on the Lakers at 7 o'clock on Monday. Good tickets still available. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. The Pacers are home Monday, Friday, and Sunday. So three opportunities next week and early into the following week to catch the Pacers at home. Just 5 home games remain this season. Pacers.com/tickets. That'll wrap it up for Pacers Weekly. A thanks to our producer, Jason Newhouse. The producers are next. They're live on location. This is Pacers Weekly.